Health Topics Tuesday on SVI Media, sponsored once again by Star Valley Health. And today, Dr. Christian Morgan is joining us. And Dr. Morgan, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for the call. Of course, updates on COVID-19. And I understand the CDC has actually expanded its testing criteria for COVID-19 due to the release of new symptoms that may be related to the disease. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. You know, I think a lot of us have kind of heard that the majority of the symptoms involved are fever, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, kind of typical flu-like symptoms. But they've added quite a few of other symptoms that seem to be quite common with patients that have tested positive for the novel coronavirus. Those symptoms could also be seen in influenza-like illnesses, but they wanted to add that to the kind of the symptom panel, which included like muscle pain, headache, sore throat, some loss of taste or smell, chills, night sweats, you know, those types of things have been added to kind of the typical symptoms that we've been seeing.
So, Dr. Morgan, the recommendations have always been, if you feel like you're having symptoms of COVID-19, to call the hospital before going in. But when you list some of these new symptoms that are related, headache and sore throat, I mean, these are symptoms that people can have just casually on a day-to-day basis. And so, if someone has these types of symptoms, some of these newer symptoms, more mild symptoms, are they still recommended to call the hospital, or should they wait until they start having a fever and a cough and those types of things?
Yeah, you know, my recommendation is to probably wait. If the symptoms are mild, you know, even if someone does truly have the coronavirus, this is something that they could probably get over on their own, just staying at home. The only issue really becomes if a lot of people start developing these symptoms, we kind of want to know if the virus really is in our community and if it's starting to be spread around. So there's kind of a catch-22 here, because we do want people to stay home. We want them to take care of themselves at home if they can. But if their symptoms are worsening, and they certainly become associated with the other more common symptoms of a fever, cough, shortness of breath, then by all means, they should probably give us a call and we can direct them and where they should go for further evaluation and testing.
Dr. Christian Morgan joining us for Star Valley Health and Health Topics Tuesday today on SVI. So what does this do as far as testing? You just mentioned that. Does this increase the amount of testing that we're expected to see?
Yeah, so what it allows us to do is just do more broad testing. You know, we kind of had very strict criteria that we were using initially because we just didn't have the adequate testing available for all the people that had symptoms, even if they weren't symptoms of the novel coronavirus. So it kind of expands. It allows us to say, you know, maybe some of these people that have symptoms but test negative might be able to be a little bit more out and about in the community. So it definitely gives us more information. It lightens up our criteria and limitations when it comes to testing.
Dr. Morgan, another, along with testing lines, another topic we've discussed in recent weeks with Star Valley Health has been antibody testing. And I understand that Star Valley Health is continuing to work through that process and hope to be able to provide antibody testing in the next couple of weeks, correct?
Yes, that is correct. You know, there are some tests that have already been available for antibody testing. I think we're still kind of deciding on which one would be the best and the most accurate. Antibody testing can be helpful to figure out if someone has been exposed to the virus in the past and did not know it. You know, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect test. It can be very helpful, but I think it should be used in scenarios that would be helpful for the patient, the provider, or the family that may be in close contact to the patient. So we're still kind of waiting to see what other tests are going to become available. And hopefully in the near future here, we'll have a test that will be available here through our hospital.
And once that is available, who should be getting that antibody test, and what does it do? If the test comes back and says, yeah, you've actually been exposed to COVID-19 and maybe you were just asymptomatic, does that mean that person is now immune, I guess, to the disease moving forward?
Yeah, that's the theory behind it. These tests are very helpful, but they're not perfect. And so as much as we say, gosh, you have the antibodies, that mean you can go out and about and be around people and not spread the virus, that's most likely the case, but it's not a perfect test. And the type of people that, you know, might want to be tested for this maybe would be somebody in the healthcare profession where they, you know, don't want to be exposing anybody to this virus and saying, you know, I've been tested, I'm negative, or I've been tested, I'm positive, and I have antibodies built up against it. So as much as it's going to be helpful, it's still not a guarantee that, oh, everybody should just be mingling with one another if they've all either been positive and have the immunity to it. So it's as much as it's going to be helpful, it's not a perfect test, and I don't think everybody should just rely on this as where we move forward from here.
Dr. Christian Morgan with Health Topics Tuesday. Dr. Morgan, really appreciate your time. Anything else on COVID-19 and these testing and the available tests?
No, I just like to add that, you know, I think we're all in this together. I think that the community has been very helpful and been very compliant with the recommendations provided through the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention and through what we're offering here at Star Valley Health. So just want to shout out to our community about doing their best to decrease the contact of patients through what's been labeled as social distancing. And just be optimistic. We'll get through this. It just might be a day at a time, a week at a time, but I think the community's been awesome to support everybody, and we're here if you need us, and feel free to give us a call, and if questions can't be answered, then we'll figure it out and go from there.
Dr. Christian Morgan, Health Topics Tuesday on SVI Media, sponsored by Star Valley Health.